Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings.
I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 13 with verses 21 through 27 as we begin our sabbatical in Garabandal, Spain. If anyone says to you then, "Look here, is the Messiah. Look, there he is." Do not believe it. False messiahs and false prophets will arise and will perform signs and wonders in order to mislead, if that were possible, the elect. Be watchful. I have told it all to you beforehand. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky. The end will come in the midst of others trying to say they are the one. Don't be fooled, for there is only one Messiah, the one who has the power and glory that resides with none, who seem to have some sort of ability that makes you lose your focus. We will be fooled, and the foolish will try and confuse the elect. That's me and you if you persevere to the end, finding salvation as the only way to win. We see the Son of Man riding the clouds, seemingly larger than life, as he engulfs the world by his omnipotence and shares with us the redemption of our sins that allows us to see life eternal. Our ride will be rough, getting to this point, because the confusion will be thrusted in our face like sugar on a cookie wanting to be consumed for its sweetness. Keep your practice focused on the Word of God, and know that through our deliberations of truth, we find Jesus taking us to the beauty of living in heaven, to praise and worship the only King. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our niece Brittany, who is suffering from brain cancer. We pray for Michael Oliveri. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Mark's Gospel. We're in chapter 13 with verses 21 through 27. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "You Told by Anyone, Look." You told by anyone, look. Messiah is here. Is he there, crook? It believe not, fear. Prophets false, messiahs false, signs and wonder arise performed. Mislead humanity at a cost, elect hopefully not informed. Watchful be, beforehand told to see, darkened sun tribulation agreed, light from the moon darkened your feed. Sky falling stars, shaking powers from heaven, man's son will not be far, glory and power, great clouds coming, leavened. Angels sent, elect are gathered, no longer hiding, winds for be spent, man's son seen, cloud riding. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is November 2nd, 2022. I'm recording today locally in Garabandal, Spain at 9 a.m. That is Spain time. I don't even know what time zone that is, but it is early in the morning here at 9 a.m. That would probably be about 2 in the morning. 2 in the morning back home. As we close today in our joy of having the opportunity to share our joy of living for Jesus. Amen. We're looking to experience a sabbatical that refreshes our soul and allows us the opportunity to praise and worship our one and only Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. To our good friends John and Marie, we say God bless you from Spain today, and we hope you have a wonderful day in the Lord. So we close today saying, oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and Universal Utterings. Amen. We close at 7-Eleven in the name of Jesus. Thanks again for joining us in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.